I'm at the shallow end of the pool, just watching the sun gently rising above the tree line to the left. When you're at the bottom of the pool, so railway side east, that is east, that's where the sun is rising, and it's very quiet and calm, but I can see some people jumping around because the air temperature is cold again. November has definitely hit us. We've had a cold night, and people are warming up before actually getting ready to swim. Sue Rentl is skipping, and Ines is skipping. Sue is walking very gingerly towards the changing rooms. No one in the pool, hardly any wind, so the water is as flat as a pancake again. Even the fountain isn't running, so it's very quiet and serene. I can still hear a few little birds, but it's just magnificent. When this low sun throws this beautiful light and all the different reflections on the water, you could just sit there and watch it forever, really. It's a bit like looking into an open fire and watching the flames. It's like a dance on the water. Like the trees are kind of throwing different shapes onto the water. And it's just beautiful. And now the sun is actually being covered up by a cloud again. But still, it's a very fine silver lining. So there's still enough light to kind of play on the water. And it's just really beautiful. It's really beautiful. But I don't feel like going in yet, actually. Ah, Batch is also getting ready for his run. So Sue Rentl and Batch are in their running gear. They're going to get warmed up by running around the common before coming into the pool. And I'll just observe a bit more and just take it all in. As always, the train is taking commuters to work. And the sauna is still closed, so we got to find different ways of getting warm and not staying in too long, I suppose. Oh, and there's a little bird sitting at the edge of the pool. I'm not very good with my knowledge on birds, but he's ever so busy. It's one of the birds that probably lives in the trees just behind the cubicles. And he's ever so busy. He's just running around. Oh, and now he's taken off. Just for a few little, I don't know, meters actually. He's landed again. And he's just taking in the surrounding as well, I suppose. He's very cute. Very cute little bird.